Welcome to another Brain Tools episode. You're about to learn practical tools to help you level up your brain so you think clearer and feel deeper. Make sure to hit the subscribe or follow button so you never miss an episode. It's time to supercharge your brain, so let's get cracking. I listened to a podcast with Chris Williamson and Sam Harris the other day. It's a phenomenal episode. I highly recommend you give it a crack. And he asks Sam Harris at a particular point in the interview, what is wisdom? And Sam's reply floored me. He said, wisdom is taking your own advice. I'll repeat that. Wisdom is taking your own advice. And it's so true. We are so much better at giving out advice than taking our own, let alone actioning our own. We are so much better at, for example, making sure our dog takes an antibiotic course way through to completion than we are doing ourselves. And so it was a really clear reflection moment for me personally, saying, wait a second, I coach people. So why am I not getting coached? So there was an action set that led there, being like, am I above this? Even though I'm the person that's trying to be useful by giving out advice, you know, again, not unrequited advice, but giving out advice, helping guide people through their observations. And why am I not doing the same for myself? And so I started, I leant in and said, hey, let's experience a little bit of discomfort. Let's actually do the thing that I do myself. And so I've started doing it. My first session was last week. And I want you to imagine my coach as basically a really kind auntie. And I mean that in a very, very nice sense. Someone who asks questions, will actively listen, and will dig deeper and make sure that you get things to the surface, and is a phenomenal mirror. And that's my coach that, again, will hold me accountable. And the main thing we're working on is to create this publishing habit of becoming a reliable teacher in public. Because as you know, this podcast sometimes happens, sometimes doesn't. There's not a clear consistency to it. And that's something that I'm pretty keen to build. And one of the first things that she asked me, which is classic, you know, coaching 101 in this project that we're embarking upon, is what's my vision? What's my vision for this? What does it look like 5-10 years from now? Even more globally, what does it look like indefinitely? And I was speaking about it. I was, you know, getting everything out there, but I was, if I'm really honest, I was lacking an emotional connection or resonance to the things I was saying. It was clearly like articulate, but it wasn't compelling to me. And then I had a bit of a reframe in my head. And again, it wasn't the fact of the question. It was a great question. But it was when I flipped it in my head and I started thinking about what the worst case would look like. What would it look like if I didn't actually do this? And when I started asking myself that question, what's my anti-vision? And we started speaking about it, I felt scared. And to get even more emotionally granular, I think it was fear of regret. And fear of regret in the point of, if I didn't embark upon this project, if I didn't get to completion of developing that consistency in this sort of publishing habit, again, trying to become a reliable teacher in public, I would have probably lived a life that I wouldn't be content with. And so this is the formation of Brain Bites 33 today, is creating and crafting your anti-vision. Because traditionally, we're told to create a vision, where we're going to go, have a mission, the why that underpins it, and values, which is the how, the operating principles by which we get there in any company or any individual. Now, most companies do this, most individuals don't. But creating an anti-vision is actually inverting this and simply asking yourself, where on earth do I not want to go? It's a classic case of inversion. Instead of seeking brilliance, you're avoiding failure. Instead of creating a to-do list, you're doing a to-not-do list. Instead of creating a vision, you're creating an anti-vision. And the analogy I've got for you here is heaven versus hell with vision and anti-vision. Heaven is your ideal future. You get everything that you want. You achieve everything that you want to achieve. You live the life that you are content with. Hell, on the other hand, it's your nightmare future. It's the future that if was realized, it would be the worst possible scenario. And this is a classic case of the vision appealing to opportunity for gain, which is what do I myself get from this? And an anti-vision, which is appearing to feel of lust. What do I lose from this? And this is based on the sound behavioral economics logic from Daniel Kahneman and Amos Tversky from Think Fast, Think Slow in their seminal paper in 1974. And the quote that really resonates with me here is by Daniel Kahneman. And he says, the concept of loss aversion is by far the most significant contribution of psychology to behavioral economics. Understanding how we are susceptible to fear of loss, understanding the consequences both emotionally and logically to this is really, really key. And so I'll give you a couple examples here to ground it. I think the best way to do this from an anti-vision perspective, so you can think about how you would do it for yourself, is to think about an aspirational identity that you have. That is the vision. And the archetypes that exist within these certain types of visions. So as an example, a person who wants to be an author, again, what would be their anti-vision? What would be the consequences? They look back with potential regret of not having ever written a book. A person who wants to be an entrepreneur, they might work for someone else until they retire and living with the regret of what could have been if they had started or scratched that itch. A person who wants to become a great leader, well, asking themselves, what's the opposite of this? What's the anti-vision of a leader that I would hate to become? And for me, like I said, it's to be a reliable teacher in public, to be useful. And I would live with the regret of, I wish I actually published content for people to use sooner rather than later and made it tangible. And thinking about the fact that that anti-vision is so, so clear. Now, the question is, how do you actually do this? I think it's all around asking yourself a very, very simple question. You can start maybe with a 5-year time horizon, if you like. If you're bold and you want to go indefinitely, please do so. But I would say it's 5 years from now and you're in your own version of hell. And it's asking yourself, what does that look like? And I want to give you some platform questions that might stimulate some thought, even right now as you're listening to this. What would your behaviors be in this version of hell? Where would you actually be? How would you feel? What would be the emotions that you'd be experiencing? What are the type of people that you'd be hanging out with where you'd be in your version of hell? What are the characteristics of them? What would they be doing? What would they be saying? What type of regrets would you actually have? What vices might you indulge in? What type of job might you have? What type of romantic relationship would you be in? And if you ended up becoming this future, you in the future, what would that future you say to you to avoid this path? If they were giving you advice saying, hey, please avoid this at all costs, do this to make sure that this doesn't happen, what would they say? Now, it's very, very, very simple questions, but I think doing this means that you're able to craft your vision by crafting your anti-vision. And you're taking steps to avoid that future, that distasteful dystopia that shows you a life that you wish you didn't live. And it gets you further away from that, from where you don't want to be, and closer to where you do want to be. Crafting your anti-vision's a bit of a difficult thing sometimes to do. Maybe you've had some thoughts here. So what I've done is created a little bit of a template that you can access in the description of this episode, and you can walk yourself through it step by step. Whether it is something that is domain specific, it might be your anti-vision for being a leader or an entrepreneur or a parent, or it might be more global and general as the anti-vision for your life as it is. But you can go through that, give it a go, and craft your anti-vision again so that you really take care of that loss aversion that we might experience and really clearly depict what hell might look like so you can definitely get to heaven on the other side, which of course is your ideal future. And that's it for today. I hope you found it useful as always, and we'll see you next time. Did you find this episode useful? If so, tap share on your screen right now and send the link to a friend or group you know would vibe with the tool. We assume, because you're awesome, that you're subscribed and following Brain Tools on your podcast platform of choice. So we'll speak to you next episode.